You're listening to Sky Aspects with Cleopatra Jade, a podcast about astrological topics, also full and new moons. Enjoy, guys.
Hey, guys. We have a jam-packed week full of planetary transits. August has definitely been that month where we're getting a ton of alignments. It's all due to where the planets are situated at this point. The planets are spreading out, so we're getting a ton of trines, quincunx city, and a bunch of oppositions, sesquiquadrates, and all of that. This week, Mars is entering Gemini, giving us the ability to tackle multiple things at once and juggle your life like you're on energy drinks. But the most important part of this Mars and Gemini ingress is Mars will be here until March 25th of 2023. This is due to Mars' retrograde cycle. Mars will go retrograde on October 30th of this year, go direct on January 1st of 2023, and yeah, leave Gemini March 25th of 2023. Mercury and the Sun will be making the majority of the alignments this week, causing our focus to fluctuate, our communication to have some issues, and our egos to kind of be out of whack. And just looking at the vibes on the graph, this is definitely a colorful week for sure. We've got a bunch of stuff going on around the 17th all the way up until about the 18th. We have social energy, we have family and friends, we have good luck energy, but we also have solitude intersecting that. A lot of the alignments that are going on this week are mixed bag, and some of them are going to be so motivational and fortunate and helpful for us, while some of them may feel uncomfortable. So around that time, we could feel, again, social. There's definitely a social vibe with Mercury making this lovely trine to Uranus, which is going to really help our minds feel more focused, and, you know, it gives us the ability to socialize. There's also some good luck energy that's popping up around that as well too, so we may be taking advantage of opportunities that come our way, especially with some Jupiter stuff that's going on, even though the Jupiter alignment in itself can be a little bit obnoxious. Some of the solitude energy intersecting that may contradict that, but at the same time we have an alignment that's going to make things a little bit dicey, so we may need time to ourselves with a Sun-Neptune alignment that's coming up around that time period. The mental energy in itself is peaking and valleying throughout the week, so mindset-wise, we could have, it is a little bit low, but you know, we do have some Mercury alignments this week, so our minds can be focused on what we need to do, what our next plan is, how we're going to take action on the stuff that we need to take care of, and just going through periods where we're overanalyzing. Then there's some psychic energy intersecting that mental energy along with imagination and confusion, and a lot of that has to do with some Neptune stuff that's going on over the weekend, so we could feel very unclear, especially in terms of relationships, about where we're headed and going. We could also feel very receptive to energy, have prophetic dreams, and need to make sure we're discerning properly and recognizing what energy belongs to us, what energy belongs to other people. That way we're not absorbing the wrong vibes to us. So yeah, this is definitely an interesting week. Let's look at the next bunch of days and see what we can expect. As a reminder, don't forget to like and subscribe because it helps this channel grow. And if you'd like to support the work of this channel, you could do so by buying me a fresh cup of coffee. There's a link in the description box below. On the 15th, the Sun is going to make a sesquiquadrate with Jupiter. So with an alignment like this, as I said, we have Sun alignments going on this week, and the alignments that the Sun is making aren't the most comfortable alignments. The Sun sesquiquadrate Jupiter happens to be, I would say, one of the most comfortable alignments that the Sun is making, but it does inflate ego situations. This could give us a disproportionate sense of self, so our confidence could feel more inflated than normal, and it's, you know, again, sometimes when it comes down to confidence and inflation, I welcome that more than obviously the demotivational stuff and just feeling down on yourself. However, we definitely have to be aware of that because this could cause our egos to write checks that our mouths can't cash. So the egoic behavior can absolutely blow up in our face. And obviously this is a vice versa thing. This could be us dealing with people who have inflated confidence and are just being obnoxious and rude and overstepping boundaries and just being really pushy in their behaviors. So do the best you can when this energy hits. On the 16th, Mercury is making a trine with Uranus. This is a very welcomed energy. This is amazing for communication. This is great for having some of the best conversations with humor and quirkiness, but welcome quirkiness. It gives a cool vibe to quirkiness when you're communicating with other people. This makes it easy for making plans and unexpected plans. Unexpected plans in a good way, unexpected communication in a good way from people you absolutely want to hear from. It really brings in a sense of unexpected adventures. making plans for unexpected adventures, going on a little quest, going on a little side quest. And even if you're not physically going out for an adventure, this could be just an adventure of the mind. This could be just all about feeding your techno-sapien side. So you might have the urge to throw yourself in gadgets or technology or anything that is just related to creative or innovative ideas or innovative gameplay of sorts. But whatever the case may be, you will not be into basic bitch stuff today, because this is the type of energy that just gets us outside of our comfort zone. It gets us outside of the basics. So this will be all about thinking of new, fresh ideas for yourself or doing something new and fresh. With this being Mercury connected with Uranus, Mercury is the lower octave of Uranus, and these guys connecting together in harmony could result in something cutting edge happening. There could be something trending. There could be some sort of new findings or something, which could lead to new findings on a scientific level, or again, anything to relate to technology overall. But this will definitely be a day where we feel more open to change than normal. So let's soak this energy up for all it's worth, because the next day on the 17th, things can get a little foggy in terms of the way we're feeling about ourselves. The sun is making a quincunx with Neptune, and so it causes these feelings of uncertainty about who you are. It causes this vagueness about who you are, or feeling like your identity is in a way not aligned with who you truly want to be. So this could be putting up a front to impress others, and it's starting to wear on you. It's starting to get draining, or feeling like others aren't presenting themselves authentically. This energy in itself could be very taxing on the mind, and just overall, again, it has a draining quality to it. Sometimes when you have Sun Neptune alignments, we tend to feel drained. We feel tired. We feel like we're more susceptible to lower energies or people impeding on us. So this could be a day where you're feeling more of that and you're needing to take a break. You're needing to take a nap. Hopefully we're still feeling the Mercury trine Uranus situation, because it'll definitely help us feel more balanced in terms of our mindset. But do the best you can to ground your energy and take time to rejuvenate and make yourself feel like yourself again when this energy hits. At least on the 18th, Venus is making a trine with Jupiter. So this brings in a social tone, but this also brings in a romantic vibe. It also brings in a good luck vibe. It also brings in a financial vibe. Even though it's a trine, and these two planets together tend to not be as active, like if you were to pair Venus with Mars or Jupiter with Mars, this still brings in a sense of luck. And this could bring in a sense of luck when it comes down to our social life. So this could be a day where we're looking to go on adventures, even with some of the harsher energies that are going on around the day. It could be a day just to escape from some of the stressors and just have fun and get together with friends. It could be a day to just go on dates and let your hair down and enjoy yourself romantically. This brings in those over-the-top displays of affection, which is always fun. People could be more demonstrative than normal under this alignment. There is potential for new romances under this alignment as well. So if you're single and looking, this might be a lucky day for you. For those in committed relationships, this could rev up the energy romantically, so intimacy may be off the chart. But on a social level, this just has party vibes to it. So we could definitely be in a celebratory mood as a result of this. Energetically, this is great for investing your time in education or finding a good program for yourself or planning a trip for yourself long distance. And this is also great for unexpected things to happen windfall-wise, or unexpected luck, unexpected fortunate circumstances. So this could be lucky in terms of career stuff. This could be lucky in terms of money that, you know, was supposed to come your way or something along those lines, or something just unexpected happening on a good level financially. Again, it's not as action-oriented as Mars, so, you know, definitely look for the opportunities that you can. And again, like I said, sometimes fortunate things can happen unexpectedly within this energy. The only thing to watch out with this one is it's overindulgent, because when Venus and Jupiter get together, they tend to go overboard in terms of sugary foods and alcohol and just being celebratory and just downing as much food as possible and gorging on everything. So just something to be aware of, but really, truly, with some of the harder alignments that are coming up, have as much fun as you need, because the energy that's coming up on the 18th through the 19th can be a bit stingy. So on that same day, Mercury's making a quincunx with Saturn, which can be a very harsh energy. And this is why I say have fun with that Jupiter energy and use it as much as you can, because this one can cause harshness when it comes down to our communication. This could result in harshness on yourself. This could result in harshness on others. Being overly judgmental of yourself, being overly judgmental of others, or others being judgmental of you. This tends to reveal some of our blind spots when it comes down to vulnerability in communication. There could be moments where people are acting cold, responding in a manner that's very cold or very cut or just abrupt, and abrupt in the sense where, you know, they give you one word answers and then they just completely ghost or cut you off. Also within this energy, we have to be aware because sometimes Saturn brings in extra responsibilities. And with this is responsibilities that aren't our own. And with this being a quincunx, sometimes we have blind spots and we feel responsible for others. And so we take on more than we should. So this could delay some plans for you. This may cause a situation where people are bombarding you with their problems and, you know, overdoing it in terms of communication or sending you a ton of text messages and not resolving their stuff. So you want to make sure people aren't impeding on you and you're setting proper boundaries within this energy. So try to ground yourself the best way you can when this energy hits, because when we hit the 19th, we hit the sun making a quincunx with Pluto, and we have Venus making a sesquiquadrate with Neptune. With this quincunx going on from the sun to Pluto, this can bring in some ego stuff. This could bring in some power struggling energy. You could be dealing with people who are wanting to conquer everything and everyone, and don't take no for an answer. There's a lot of control within this energy. There's a lot of obsession within this energy. This could be dealing with people who are obsessed with looking good and looking like they're the best or they're the smartest person in the room. So you want to be careful with that, not to go through a back and forth screaming match with other people. And also just watching obsessions and compulsions when it comes down to your own personality and ego, because this could bring up issues with your persona and things like that. So it's uncomfortable. And with the fog that's coming from Venus and Neptune, that can also blur some of the lines when it comes down to that kind of stuff too. Venus making the sesquiquadrate to Neptune is going to be really hard to decipher what's what when it comes down to relationships and money. In other words, this would be a situation where we're having to accept the reality of a situation. Reality when it comes down to our relationships, reality when it comes down to our money situations. So there could be situations where we aren't wanting to see the truth when it comes down to a romantic partner or when it comes down to a dating situation. There can be a denial when it comes down to finances and money and overspending and being frivolous when it comes down to our finances. There can be issues where we have unrealistic expectations when it comes down to our finances and our relationships. One of the best ways to channel this energy healthily is enjoying music, doing art, or watching a good film. Overall, just channeling our creative energy in the best way possible, because it does help mitigate some of those things that go on within this energy. So do the best you can when this energy hits. On the 20th, Mars is entering Gemini for a long time. As I was saying before, due to Mars's retrograde cycle, we have an extended stint in Gemini. So if you were missing Gemini season, this will have us covered for a while in terms of that lovely Gemini energy we get. However, as we get to the retrograde period, of course, things can get complex and there could be issues. But I will talk about that once we get to that point, because again, I'm getting ahead of myself. In the meantime, can we take this moment to appreciate Mars in Gemini, because this is going to be amazing for helping us multitask. So as we leave the methodical approach of Taurus, we enter Mars in Gemini, which gives us this multifaceted approach. Mars in Taurus helped us slow down a bit, which we really needed to do after having that Aries 2.0 situation going on with Mars being in Aries and Jupiter being in Aries and all these other planets being Aries, and on top of that, Gemini season. So things were absolutely revved up. So we had a bit of a slowdown period, I mean, to a degree with all the other alignments going on, but at least with Mars in Taurus, we were able to take our time and focus on a few things rather than 20 things. Well, now we're going back to that. And if you're one of those people who enjoys multitasking, which I do, I have a very mutable chart and a lot of Gemini in my chart in Virgo, so I'm cool with that. But for some people, that may not be what they want. They might have enjoyed the slowdown period. But either way, this is going to get us in juggler's mode. Mars in Gemini gives us the determination and action-oriented style we need to take care of multiple things at once. Because Mars is how we go after things, Mars is our motivation, Mars is our motivational coach. This will help us take action in a versatile way. And because this is a Mercury-ruled Mars, communication is going to get revved up as well. This is going to get us ultra-chatty. This is going to get us speaking up and having the balls to speak up, because you have a Mars-Gemini combination. Similar to Mercury and Aries, slightly different, but very similar. This will get us speaking our minds and speaking up for things that we really need to use our voice for. for. But expect this to be a very busy time when it comes down to communication, getting texts from people. It's truly communication in overdrive with oodles of text messages, chats, DMs, FaceTimes. It is definitely more revved up than typical. On a social level, this is going to rev us up as well. This is going to get us in the mood to take action in our local area, in the sense where we're going on local adventures. It doesn't have to necessarily be your city. It could be a road trip by car, because Gemini being a travel sign, it deals with trips by car, and Mars being how we get what we want and get to where we need to go to. It's definitely going to give us more of a taste for a little bit of travel and leisure within our own area. So this could be within the next city, this could be the next state over, and things like that. Just, it has road trip energy all over it. Romance-wise, this could be a time where we get a bit more revved up relationship-wise. Relationships might be a dicey subject within this energy. It's not to say that you couldn't find someone and romantically commit, but this is not a very committal Mars. This is one of those Marses where it's all over the place. It's all about variety. Similar to Venus and Gemini, it's all about picking and choosing and trying multiple things and being curious and letting that curiosity run wild. But again, it's not to say that committed situations can happen. You could end up connecting with someone where there's a meeting of the minds and you guys are on the same wavelength as one another and there's a committal process. But on a sexual level, Mars rules our sex drive. So this could be a fun, adventurous time. It could be a rampant time. And it could be a time where your expectations aren't super high. And I say super high in a sense where it's just like you're not expecting something or commitment at this moment from someone. So you're kind of more easygoing when it comes down to that type of stuff. Goal and career-wise, we're dealing with Gemini energy. With Mars, it's going to create some sort of action. So this could have us not putting our eggs all in one basket. And with Gemini energy, it's not about settling for one thing. So on a job front, this could be having multiple streams of income or creating multiple streams of income. This could be about having a side hustle. This could be about having some sort of passive project that you're not putting a whole bunch of energy into, but it is bringing in something extra for you. And so it could be also about having multiple goals and trying to tackle them all at once. Because again, this is that type of energy that's all about versatility and multitasking. This is also great energy for absorbing data really fast. So mentally, because we're dealing with a Mercury-ruled Mars, this could be a time where if you're learning something, you're able to absorb it very quickly. You're able to look at the details. You're able to understand the facts of the situation. You're able to understand topics on a multi-layered level. So this could help us be more intellectually sharp. Of course, there's a lower vibration, as there is anytime there's a sign change, and not even due to the fact that this planet will go retrograde, but it does come with some things, with the multitasking thing. The multitasking is amazing. You have to just make sure that you're paying attention to the details and that you're not screwing up and that you're not juggling so many things that you can't handle it, because Gemini energy is about versatility. It's about being able to handle multiple things at once, but sometimes we don't have enough hands, and that can be a problem within this energy. And it can lead to burnout and just doing too much. So make sure you're not burning the candle at both ends of the stick, because that's the kind of vibe that comes with this. Because of the chatty nature with this, nasty gossip can come as a result of this, because it's a Mercury-ruled Mars. So, you know, communication comes. And with communication, sometimes gossip comes. So you want to be aware of that and how you're speaking to others. This one is definitely a loose-lip Mars. This is a loose-lip Mars in the sense where sometimes the wrong things get said. Sometimes people are too blunt and too cutting. And so you just want to be aware that you're not coming off brutal to other people. And it brings about flakiness. It brings about flakiness within relationships. Verbal exchanges might go weird. There's a tendency to ghost and not finish a conversation, not finish what you started communication wise. So that could be problematic. It is also, again, going back to the temper. This is a debative energy. So there could be verbal wars within this energy. Something else you want to be aware of. There can also be intellectual roasting within this energy too, because there's a tendency to be intellectually arrogant in a way within this. Mars boosts our confidence, and sometimes it could puff up the confidence of this energy in a way that's intellectually nasty. So yeah, this could be definitely dicey in that way. And you know, there's other stuff that comes with this too. I mean, we have a tendency to get bored very easily within this energy and need constant stimulation. This is also where the relationship stuff or romantic stuff gets a little bit dicey too. And you know, there's a commitment phobe sort of vibe to this. So yeah, it could be a hard energy. However, we have about a good 2 months of this not being as harsh. So let's capitalize on this and use this the best way we can. and make sure we have all of our ducks in a row before Mars goes retrograde. Speaking of communication, on that same day, Mercury's making an opposition with Neptune. So this could cause issues when it comes down to misinformation. This could cause miscommunication and a lot of unclear thoughts. This is a very foggy energy. This is where we were seeing the imagination and confusion on the graph. So we're having to really check our perception when it comes down to things. We're having to check and make sure we're understanding the details of everything, make sure we have all the facts of a situation, make sure we are not deluding ourselves about a situation, and making sure that we're not speaking from a place of not knowing something. So in other words, there could be situations where we're foggy on something, we don't have all the details of a situation, but we're either talking or expressing or running our mouths, and it ends up blowing up in our face. So you want to be aware of that. You also want to be aware of other people who are trying to pull the wool over your eyes in this energy, because it brings out the deceptive type. So I mean, it's very scammy energy. Scams are everywhere, you know. So you want to just be aware of that. You want to make sure you're double checking that whatever you're seeing or getting or any messages you're getting, because a lot of that goes on online, you know, it's something that's legit and on the up and up, because this type of energy brings about those types of problems. So try to stay as clear as possible, because by the time we get to the 21st, Mars is making a semi-square with Chiron. And so to add to this layer of confusion, this could be one of those things where the confusion leads to anger issues. This could be a day of healing our tempers. Mars has a lot to do with our temperament. Mars is now in Gemini, and Mercury is the depositor for that Gemini. And with Mercury being in a hard condition as it has been over the last week, there could be a lot of misinformation and miscommunication that leads to upset, leads to our tempers flaring up, and leads to us saying the wrong things to people. So you want to be careful about that. This could be a time to heal your mind, heal your heart, examine the reasons why you might be overly dominant or overly assertive. On the flip side of this, this could be a time where you're being called to be assertive and speak your mind, because this could bring up situations where you hear information that's unpleasant and you're having to deal with it and you're having to face it head on. And so this may call for you to actually use your voice, which of course is obviously not the easiest thing to do if that's not your temperament or your personality, but this is going to call for balance that day when it comes down to assertion, when it comes down to aggression and doing reckless things or being immature or, again, passive aggressive behavior that is blowing up in your face and you're needing to address it. So yeah, this is definitely an interesting week. Do the best you can when these energies hit. Ground your energy the best way you can and try to stay as focused as possible, because that energy can definitely cause some blurred things to happen when it comes down to some of the data that you're receiving from others and what you're viewing and what you're trying to take in. Anyway, I hope you all have the best week ever. Later, guys.